News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Good morning, 7:05. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is having, it's Friday today, and she's getting things ready for a lot of things going on. And one of the things is we're heading out to the celebration of the opening of the Reading Veterans Home today, and we'll talk more about that. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Hop on the IR chat room, and good morning to Savannah, my Friday producer.
Friday producer, good morning.
And what's the weather like today?
Well, right now it is 46 degrees. Today's going to get up to a high of 81 degrees, a low of 52. Saturday's going to be a high of 81, mostly sunny, low of 52. And Sunday's going to be a high of 81 and a low of 52. And weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and you can give them a call at 530-365-3793.
Yeah, they're locally owned, family operated. And speaking of local people with lots of knowledge, let's go to Susan Eastman for our Wells Fargo advisor and our Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 38 points at 15,547. The S&P 500 is up 3 points at 1756. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 28 points at 3,957. Active stocks this morning, DuPont up 59 cents at $61.97, ExxonMobil up a dime at $88.52, Ford down 7 cents, trading at $17.69. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo positive 36 cents at $82.90, Pacific Gas and Electric up a nickel at $41.54, AT&T positive 15 cents at $34.78. Treasuries are higher with a 10-year Treasury note up 4/30 seconds to yield 2.5%. For commodities, gold is down $4 an ounce at $1,346, silver off 42 cents at $22, crude oil up 59 cents, trading at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Oh, Susan, thank you so much. Our Wells Fargo advisors, when you listen to them, you realize that they know what's going on Wall Street. With so much happening in our world and our economy and the government. You need somebody that sits there that's kind of leveled in their job, like our Wells Fargo advisors. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. They support our community in a lot of different ways also. I mean, you're doing work with people that you know. It's not somebody, some nameless, faceless entity over the phone. So give them a call again, 530-243-7561, or head on down to Park Marina Drive where their offices are. We had a note dropped off here in the office. I don't know who it was. I never even saw the guy. But what it says is, I was just attacked, and it had, in parentheses, by a random act of kindness. While walking alone on the street, sun blazing at midday, by a kindly stranger, a woman, brandishing a smile of friendship and a cupcake. And this, the writer goes on to say is how, he was very suspicious of them because he thought, the razor blades hidden in cupcakes and all that. But he saw the loving spirit on her face. And, she turned around and then, she came back and she gave him a bottle of water. And he was again dumbstruck by this. And it's written, it's the way it's written. I mean, it's misspellings and all this, but he's captured what's happened and how he had thanked her and said, namaste. And he just said, I'd like to say again to her and thank her for what she did. And I find this kind of interesting, that this happened in the, with the, the woman giving him this and then him thinking enough about it to
write
it.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. We've got a lot of stuff going on today. We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bot goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, and you need a tough, dependable tractor, choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment. All available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Contact us today for your yearly marksmanship review and zero training for your rifle. One Low Price provides a private curriculum for up to four shooters. This is great training for that junior hunter or an entire family. Don't miss that once-in-a-lifetime shot because you failed to prepare. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com to schedule your marksmanship training. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:14 in the morning. I told Savannah there better be some rocking music today to get us going and get us into the day and out into the weekend here. And we've got people calling already. Let's start with Jay. Jay, good morning. Welcome
good morning,
to KCNR.
Carl. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, we're doing fine. I've got Spencer here with Mr. Grumpy. And but what you got?
Well, actually, the reason I was calling was I wanted to know if you were behind the damn daily cap.
You know what? I've got some comments here I want to make about that. You cannot believe the number of emails I've gotten and Facebooking from people that just you know what? They range from astonishment to profanity over this thing. I wrote a blog last night. It's in, check out Redding.com under my blogs on this. Well, I have a photo of it.
I have one quick comment on it, though.
What?
I mean, first they let gays in the military, and now they want everybody else to look gay.
Ooh, well.
Well, it's a feminine cap, is it not?
Well, I tell you what, if it was coming down between joining the Marine Corps and joining the Army, and I had to wear that hat, I wouldn't wear that cover. I mean, you took the woman's cover, which was fine, but you made it in for the men because, and you know, the reasoning behind this is they want to unisex everything. That's the whole thing. And you know, we're integrating women into the infantry all throughout this. So let's just make their covers. The covers, of course, are hats. Let's make them look alike instead of going with the traditional look that even the women, you know, that the women like. and the male Marines like. But anyway, here's the good news. This was just one of the ideas floated by the administration through the uniform board, and it's got to go through a bunch of people. They've got competition, and then the commandant makes the last statement. I can't see the commandant saying that this is the kind of cover he would like his male Marines to wear.
Well, that's the new strategy, is for the enemy to be rolling on the ground laughing so you can shoot them. I don't really know how this is going to work.
I'm not sure. Anyway. Okay, Jay.
Have a wonderful day, Carl. I just thought that you would definitely have an opinion on
it. I have an opinion on it. Oh, yeah, it is probably it would hurt morale more than anything else that we've ever had, I think, frankly. All right. Hey,
have a great day, Tom.
You bet. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Coach Bob. Coach Bob, good morning.
Same to you, Colonel. Hey, I'll look forward to seeing you this morning somewhere out at the VA home.
We'll be there at 10.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no. We'll be there at 10. It's 10 o'clock today out at the Veterans Home. They're going to open our brand new Veterans Home.
Yeah, I'm going to be there about 20 after 8. I'm performing with the Straight Ahead Big Band from 9 to 10 and entertaining in general, and then some stuff after the talking ceremonies, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like 33 members of the big band, straight ahead big band, are going to be out there. I know they've got dignitaries. I had the opportunity to walk through there yesterday with Gary Moore. What a nice facility it is. I mean, it is really a nice facility.
Linda Hartman gave me a tour about a month and a half ago, and it is striking.
I saw Linda too. You know, Linda and her crew and everybody out there has just done an outstanding job. That's for sure.
Well, here's an interesting story for you. I am going to stop and on my way and pick up my old band teacher, the man that started me on the trumpet in fourth grade in the Enterprise School District. He's retired, of course, been living in Hawaii. He's coming back to Reading and is an applicant to be a resident at the VA home. And it looks like he will be getting a spot. I certainly hope so. But I'm going to take him out to the grand opening this morning so he can enjoy it all.
Oh, great. You know what? It's a beautiful place. And the people I ran into yesterday seem like they're just top-notch. Like I said, Linda's done it's a whole crew of them out there, but Linda's been on here from the beginning, and they've just done an outstanding job.
Yeah, my daughter's worked there since May, and she absolutely loves it.
Super.
I can't describe how much she loves her job out there.
If you're not going out today, though, they've got something like 1,700 or 1,200, I think it's 1,200 or 1,300 seats out there. If you can't make it today, tomorrow they're having a barbecue and letting people walk through the place. So, all right.
You got it. Well, you take care, and I'll see you out there if I see you, all right?
Okay, Coach Bob. Make sure. Yeah, bye-bye. Linda and I will both be out there. All right. Hey, we've got Spencer here. Sorry to make you wait here, buddy.
Good morning.
You're here with Mr. Grumpy.
I am here with Mr. Grumpy Gills.
And we're not talking Bad Bob. We're talking about your kitty.
Yeah, I brought a kitty with me today whose name is Mr. Grumpy Gills. Cool cat. I'm sure everybody out there is familiar with Grumpy Kitty. We named this cat Grumpy Gills because if you look at his face, he just kind of looks like he's upset at the world. He's really not, though. He's sitting in my lap just purring away. He's just kind of got that face.
He came up, rubbed his little
face
up against us. And, he's a cutie. Now, he's a gray and white kitty who's now climbing on the table.
I'd say he's about 4 years old. He's a medium hair.
Medium hair, okay.
But he's just one of our special cats that we have at our shelter. He does great with other cats. We haven't introduced him to a dog, but I don't see him really having a problem with the dog. He's hilarious. Just the look on his face and then his personality are like night and day difference. It's quite funny day.
Now this is the first animal we've had, a first cat that's walked across the table here. Wants to get up and get on the microphone.
That he does.
Mr. Grumpy Gills?
Mr. Grumpy Gills.
Okay, tell me the truth, Savannah. Get him. Doesn't Mr. Grumpy Gills look like Bad Bob in the face? Come on, look at that face.
He kind of does.
Mr. Grumpy Gills. Okay. All right, now how can somebody get Mr. Grumpy Gills?
They could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or they could give us a call at 241-1653.
This is a beautiful cat, I tell you what. And what a friendly cat. Now he's trying to sit in Savannah's lap. What a friendly cat. And it's obviously litter trained and all these things.
Absolutely.
Has all the shots, been spayed, got it all.
Has everything done to him. And, you know, now's the perfect time to adopt a cat, too, because we have our Oktoberfest going on from now through the end of October, where all of our cats will be greatly discounted. I would say probably 80% of them are 75% off.
Okay. Okay, so 75% off from now through the end of October, and now she... She is getting onto the speakers there. We've had 100% here, my friends. Let's go down and take a look at Mr. Grumpy Gills, or Kins, or what is it? Grumpy Gills?
Grumpy Gills.
Grumpy Gills. Who comes up with these names?
We have one of our fellow adoption specialists there, Tabby. She's great with coming up with
Tabby?
Names. Yeah.
Tabby?
Tabitha. Tabby. We all call her Tabby.
Do you want one, Savannah?
Sure. That cat's pretty cute. It has a cute face.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't look like every other cat.
Okay. Haven Humane, Mr. Grumpy Gills, just really a good-looking cat. Very friendly. Just, you know, really nice cat. Medium hair, gray and white. Really nice. Okay. Spencer.
Well, thanks for having us. Once again, our phone number is 241-1653.
There you go. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Caldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps retired a fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient and formerly a resident of Reading. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:24 in the morning, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl Bach. 46 degrees out there, going to go up to 82. It's going to be a beautiful day. The whole weekend's going to be like that. And let me tell you something. I've got some things to remember here. It was, of course, the Harvest Bazaar that goes on tomorrow. Out at the, soon as I grab my stuff here. The All Saints Episcopal Church on Quartz Hill Road at Benton Drive. Starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 3 p.m. It's got all types of stuff there. Linda loves going there because they've got it all. Antiques, collectibles, linens. So that's tomorrow morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Cold weather, Espresso Joe's, get the coffee you want. It's that time of the season, so you get that pumpkin latte. Walk next door, and you get the they will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. And, of course, have the greatest walk-in humidor in the state. They do a lot for our community. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. I've got some tickets. I'm going to give them away all through the day here. But I've got tickets to the Fly Fishing Film Festival at the Cascade Theater. It's tomorrow night, the 26th. And what it is they've done, they've gone fly fishing from all over the world, and there's like seven films. They're all like 15 minutes long or 20 minutes long, maybe 30 at the most. But they're not the kind to bore you, but it's more of a travel and adventure series types, and then with a lot of good fly fishing in it. And they're going to have some great raffle items, some fishing trips, all types of great things there tomorrow on the Fly Fishing Film Festival at the Cascade Theater. It starts at 7 p.m. These are $15 tickets. I'm going to give away two of them to the first caller at 605-4567. And I've got, I've only got four left. So give me a call, 605-4567, if you want these tickets. It's a great deal. Now, some things that are happening. Of course, we talked about, yesterday I was at the stand down. And they do so much good out there. I talked to the people that it was helping. I talked to the volunteers. I can't say enough about the about what's happening out there and how they're helping. How the Stand Down Association is helping those veterans in need, homeless veterans, veterans that that need a hand up and not a hand out, if that makes sense. And they're there helping them with jobs, information. They can help. They can help clear up some of even their court problems, for misdemeanors, things like they've lost their driver's license, for maybe non-payment of child support. Then once you lose your driver's license, it makes it harder to get a job. You know, it's just a cycle, just a cycle. But they're there to help. And I've talked to two different people there yesterday. That one of them, who's been doing this for 7 years, has gone on to jobs and comes back every year to volunteer to help. So if you get a chance, head on down there. The, of course, we're having at 10 o'clock today, the grand opening of the Reading Veterans Home after so many years. And a lot of the people that helped make it happen are going to be there. There's, the director of the California VA will be there. It's 10 o'clock if you can get out there. The parking's across the street from it since they don't have a lot of parking there, but they've got it, going to be bands. There's going to be all types of great things happening there today. I saw that yesterday, as I was saying, it's a beautiful place. Yesterday I talked about the raise for the director of the Shasta, transportation, agency here. And the headline said that the director got a 35% raise. Now, having, you know, talking to some people, there's some things we, you know, that came out later on is that the he's the lowest paid director of this type of organization in California, and he does a good job, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I understand that, and I understand that maybe he's been underpaid. My whole contention on this, and I will still, and I'll do it again, is this. Is that a 35% raise seems like a little dramatic. You know, when he's making $99,000 a year, you know, this man could be the best in the world. And I applaud him. I think he's done a great job from everything I've heard. And the raise was not, the raise was given to him by a 6-1 vote from what I understand. David Kehoe voted against it. He said not that he didn't deserve the raise. It was the amount he had the problem with. And I think that's the thing that got people's attention and got people, you know, the people were looking at is because I've heard people talk about, you can't believe how many times I've heard people talk about all the huge raises and all that. Our sheriff's got a 3% raise. Now, if you want to bring Mr. Little up to the point where he is with everybody else in the state, that's fine. But you might want to think about how you're doing. He's been getting this amount for years, a 15% raise or whatever, and then another one, as opposed to one at one time. But that's just my opinions. Obviously, it was a 6-1 vote that they felt the other way, Missy and Pam Giacomini, and I think Patrick Jones even. That's why Patrick Jones says, well, you know, I don't vote for raises for anything. Well, that's true, Patrick. Beirut, 30 years ago on October 23rd. I know that they had a big ceremony back at Camp Lejeune in honoring our Marines and sailors that fell. I can't say it was a very trying time. I lost friends there. And it was a very trying time for the Marine Corps and just part of the war and terror that started back then. We'll be right back.
It's time to join the revolution. Bastiani Arms is still carrying quality billet AR lower receivers. Rifle season is here, and Bastiani Arms has the Remington 597 rimfire rifles in stock. Or how about the Rock Island Armory 45 caliber 1911 compacts? Looking for handguns? See the SIG 239 40 caliber or the CAR PM9 and CW9, the smallest handgun allowed to conceal in California. Looking to earn your CCW? First Tactical Defense is located inside Bastiani Arms, and instructor Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience. CCW classes and renewals, women's only CCW classes, NRA courses or private instruction and hunter's education. The holidays will be here shortly. With a limited supply in the firearms business, now is the time to shop. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading, or call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added 2 or 3 vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. 7:33 in the morning. October the 25th, Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. 46 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, though. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and More. Mike Huber and his team just do amazing work, from a granite kitchen and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture and, of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. He's our builder of choice for a reason. Give him a call, 241-7866. Check out his website, estategranite.com. Estate Granite and More. Our guest today is our, we're really, I'm happy to have Linda Lanker here. She is an amazing artist and has produced so much work and is now down at the her exhibition is at the Turtle Bay right now. And it's the it's Tough by Nature. Did I get that one right?
That's right.
Good morning.
Hi.
And your art is about the cowgirl or the woman rancher, I guess I should put it. How would you put it?
Well, women ranchers and cowgirls that are there are several women of the rodeo included, and these are real people that I traveled around interviewing and sketching, photographing, and then ultimately came back to my studio and would spend up to a year or 2 years on a piece of art that portrays what I remembered of them.
So, and this is not your glamorized woman of movies, I guess, of the older movies where they'd wear this, you know, really fancy, well, I guess the guys would too, the fancy shirts and all this. These are women that work with the cattle and work rough stock out there.
Pretty much, yeah. Two of the ladies in my project were bull riders, which, you know, who can understand why anyone, male or female, would want to get on the back of, you know, a ton of raging cow flesh that just wants to kill you? Who knows? But I guess the answer I got was adrenaline. Once you get a taste of it, you just want more.
Well, about 40 years ago, Camp Pendleton Rodeo was, and I think they still have the Camp Pendleton Rodeo. I rode bulls for four bulls or something like that. That's all it took me to realize that it was probably safer in a combat zone than it was riding bulls. So then when I see women riding bulls and I see them on the other rough stock, it's a competition thing, but you're right, it is an adrenaline thing. It's like Savannah here climbing mountains. Is that an adrenaline rush?
Oh yeah, the best. Yeah.
and it's really safe from everybody. Well, you know, your work here is like this one painting of a woman carrying her saddle across the southwest. Was it
right?
The down in that area,
right near Moab.
Okay, Moab,
yeah.
Utah.
Yeah,
and you've captured this so well. And this painting and many others are down in Turtle Bay for this exhibition here. How long did it take you to put this together? How many works of art are there?
You would ask me that. There's 49 women, and there are a few more works of art than there are women. Some are represented more than once. It was 19 years of traveling, interviewing, then coming back, creating the works. And thank goodness I didn't know when I started how long it would take, because I probably would have said, no, I can't spend 20 years on one thing. But it was amazing. And the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art in Eugene, Oregon, is the museum that premiered the show. They arranged for the touring company to take over and tour it around to different museums around the country. They built all the crates. They really got behind it. So, you know, it's a collaborative thing, but I couldn't have done it without those 49 generous women who didn't know me from Adam when I made my acquaintance with them.
Well, now, how did you, are you a cowgirl?
Oh, far from it. I'm a city person. I'm kind of scared of horses, you know. They're big and they have sharp things on the end of their legs that they can kick you with. And I've heard so many horse stories of bad horse wrecks from the cowgirls. I just kind of keep my distance. So I'm a city person, but it's just, it's a very, compelling way of life to me, you know, to be out there in nature and kind of have to deal with stuff. As one cowgirl says, if your house catches on fire, 911 doesn't work. They can't come all the way out here. You pretty much have to figure it out. And I just thought that was kind of amazing, especially for the so-called weaker sex, which I found is really not the case.
It's a misnomer. okay, so here's a city girl that has not been around doesn't like horses. And I can just imagine how about sleeping on the ground out and you know, pushing the cattle herd through.
I can't imagine it. Okay. In fact, early in the project, I realized as I was out visiting the first few, I thought, this ground feels funny. And then I realized I had walked most of my life on man-made surfaces, asphalt, carpeting, linoleum. And I thought, this is the earth here. I mean, that's how really remote I was, but, anyway. It was quite an adventure for me as well.
I'm here with Linda Lanker, who is the artist that has this great exhibition down at Turtle Bay, called the Tough by Nature, and it's about women in the ranching business and rodeo.
Yep.
And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to find out how she got into this. We know that you're a city girl, and my gosh, I'm walking on stuff. Wait a minute. This isn't asphalt. And I've been out here for like 6 hours, and what is this? I want to find out how Linda Lanker just decided to pick cowgirls and ranch ladies, ranch women for a subject, and you spent 20 years on it.
So
we'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It is 7:40.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
$2.25. For most of us, it's the price of a hamburger or just some spare change. But do you know what it can really do? $2.25 provides a complete Thanksgiving meal to someone who is overwhelmed and sees everyday life as a struggle. It's not just hunger that brings people to the Good News Rescue Mission. Job loss, no money, mothers that need to feed their children, loneliness, addiction, or just hopeless feeling during the holidays that no one cares.
This is Cesar Partida, and for the last 49 years, everyone who comes through our doors is greeted with a warm welcome and an opportunity for a new start. Your support helps open doors for a brighter future. The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, and work search program and recovery programs. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, no one should go hungry at Thanksgiving.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and Savannah's rocking today. Carl Watt here. It is 7:43 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Sunny and others. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff gives guarantees that other shops can't. He, from a small chip in your windshield to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff can fix them, and if he can't, he'll tell you that right up front. And he gives this guarantee, and Jeff is an outstanding individual, a man of his word. Check him out at 3208 Market Street here in Reading, or give him a call, 241-8373. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, because I tell you, if you get those little dings in your windshield, and they get moist, and when it gets really cold, those things have a tendency to crack. So, our guest, Linda Lanker, who has the exhibition at Turtle Bay called Tough by Nature, and it is cowgirls, ranch women, rodeo women that participate in rodeo. They're tough by nature. And good morning, Linda.
Hi, Carl.
We've already established that you are a city girl, that walking around out there after a while, you realize this is the first time you've never really been on the earth out in the country. You've always had, like, concrete. So
yep.
Because you've done such a great job on this. What got you into this?
Well, all my life I've been interested in portraying people. I'm not much good at landscapes, but the human being is my favorite subject. And a fellow artist, actually, who was raised in ranch country over in eastern Oregon, suggested that the two of us might do an exhibit together, and that she would paint the land and I could do portraits. And she had some aunties and female relatives that she thought were just outstanding, strong characters. So we started out doing that. And made a few trips to eastern Oregon. And then my husband, who was observing all this, said, "This is a good idea, but you got to expand your vision here. You need to move into other states." And so ultimately, it includes 13 of our western states. So, and my artist friend had a younger family, and she didn't feel at liberty to travel like I did. So she gave me her blessing and sent me off, and I continued on my own.
And the rest is history.
It is, as we say, yes.
Well, now, your exhibition before it was here was down at the National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame down in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes.
Did I see that? Did you go down?
For, yes, I did.
Did.
I went for
How
the
was
opening.
That?
It was a blast.
I mean, you were in the middle.
I was at ground zero for Cowgirl. Well, it was just a hoot. There were about, oh my goodness, I think there were seven or so of the women there at that opening. And some of my subjects in this show are honorees from the Cowgirl Hall of Fame. Notably the two bull riders, certainly, and several others. So yeah, that was a kick.
Well, that town there in Fort Worth is on, in Oklahoma, they have the Cowboy Hall of Fame, and then you've got, there's so many things they've got down there that, cause you're right in the middle of ranch country and such. So to have an exhibition down there was quite a feather in your cap.
Yeah, that was a blast. And I have to say though, I was at the museum at the opening, grand opening last night here at the Turtle Bay Museum, and Redding has a huge ranching tradition. One of my cowgirls is from Chico, Billy Roney, and she and her husband Wally were in last night for the event. And Redding is also a great community for that.
Redding's, Northern California is a Western community. That's what I would think. I think of, even though it's in California, I would love to see, you could pick up Redding in the North State here and pick it up and put it in Texas or Oklahoma, and they fit right in.
It would. It
would fit right in, yeah. Because the way the people are, the people look at things differently, the senses of responsibility, how they do things, how they look at things. And the idea of having horses and cattle around here was, we're big in agriculture. You drive around, well, when you're coming down from Oregon, you see a lot of cattle.
Right.
Areas out here, a lot of big ranches.
Right.
So. Well, this is great. So what's next for Linda Lanker?
What's next? Well, I do accept commissions, and one of the ones that I recently finished was also of a pretty tough lady. It was for the Oregon Supreme Court, and it was the first woman justice, excuse me, in the Oregon Supreme Court, Betty Roberts, and the unveiling of that portrait will be later this year or early next. But she was an amazing person. It's just so much fun to try to portray on
you know, canvas or paper, a person. You know, it's just always kind of magical when it works. And, you know, sometimes it takes a long time to get there, but I still love it.
I think you're right. You know, you, how many times have you looked at paintings and thought, okay, it's not that three-dimensional person. You don't see the person there. Right. You just see a likeness of the person. When you can capture them, that's truly art and magic.
And I try to plunge below the surface a bit because, you know, people say a photograph doesn't lie. A photograph, we've all had bad photographs of ourselves that don't really look like us. So for me, to get more than the surface, that's what I'm really after. And
I think you've done it. You know, and I'm just looking. I've seen the exhibition. I recommend people, you know, go to see that. Of course, also Sin in the Sagebrush is just an outstanding exhibition. Yours kind of, I think yours goes with it so much. Not that the Sin part of it is, but that Western, that Western, that Western feel about it. And then of course the photography from the watersheds that's also there. But this, you know, the photos, well, the, not the photos, but the handouts that you gave me or the, program that you handed me, that I saw all these, you captured the eyes, the way they're looking, the ladies with their, you know, their hand casually resting on their horse or carrying their saddles. It's just beautiful. So, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl.
What are you going to do next? I know you've got the unveiling of the, Supreme Court, Oregon Supreme Court, Justice Betty Roberts, but.
Well, I'm doing another commission right now of a woman from Eugene, so there's always something. I love having work to get onto.
No, it's great. All right. Linda Lanker, who is an outstanding artist, and her exhibition is down at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, fresh from the National Cowgirl Museum Hall of Fame and the Oregon Historical Society. So thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Carl.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. There's a few things happening in the world that we need to talk about. We'll be right back.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Redding chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st.
Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, right here. It's, Friday, October the 25th, 46 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to go up to 82 today, huh, Savannah? And then this weekend's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be in the high or low 80s, but it's in the 80s, so.
In the 80s, in end of October.
It's amazing.
Isn't it amazing? I don't know. You were here last year. Was it this warm last year?
You know, I think it was pretty rainy about this time.
Yeah, seems to be. And they're saying is that, but have you noticed, that all the acorns on the trees? How many? I've never seen this many acorns in the trees. And people are saying this is going to be a nasty, nasty winter.
Really? What does that? Does that mean, like, is winter a time in Redding, like, it just rains all the time and maybe some snow from time to time?
There's rarely snow. But you go up, you know, 5 miles towards Shingletown, you start getting snow. When you get snow up from there. And then you head on up to, they've got that Slide Hill up there. Heading up toward Lassen, I mean, you get lots of snow up there.
Cool.
And speaking of snow and cold weather, Alliance Heating and Air, our friends there, it's time to take a look at your heater. Make sure that your heater's working, the systems are working, the ducts are working in there, that your filters are all clean, that they come in and give it a full, you know, they give it a full check so that you're going to be not only warm this winter, but you'll also be able to cut back on your electrical bill. Give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. We use the Alliance Heating and Air people, Martin and his people, and we've had nothing but great results for the last 4 years since we've used them. All right, things that are going on. Yeah, what can I say? Savannah, have you signed up?
Not yet.
Have you tried?
Not yet.
Yeah. How come you haven't tried? And you knew exactly what I was talking about, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for signing up for the fishing derby. It wasn't signing up for a mountain climbing tour. It wasn't for a free trip to Montezuma. It wasn't any of that. You knew exactly what I was talking about, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I did.
What was it? Obamacare.
Obamacare.
So you haven't even tried. You know what happens January 1st, right? You become a felon if you don't sign up. Okay, maybe it's not a felon, but... I cannot believe it. Here it is. It's they're saying now that the rollout should be fixed by January 1st. There's talking about extending it till March, so everybody will have a chance to sign up for it. I think that you know, Sebelius, who is in charge of it, somebody asked her. You know, every time she goes to speak, the reporters are asking, "Are you going to resign? You're going to resign?" She says, "The person I work for." Doesn't think I should resign, or words to that effect. And of course, then I always thought that her being a part of government, that we pay her salary, that she works for us. But obviously she's believes that she works strictly for President Obama. But again, we talk about how this rollout's going on. And, you know, frankly, it's as big as this thing is and the problems it is. I'm surprised that we haven't narrowed down the cause of this whole thing. Do you know what it is? I narrowed it down the other night. I checked all this out. I mean, we crunched numbers. I had hundreds of computer programmers and code writers and all this in here, Savannah. And guess what we figured out? It's Bush's fault.
Really?
It's Bush's fault. Mm-hmm. President Bush's fault. He set this thing in motion 8 years ago for this to be a failure. He did. It was not, it came back to his administration because he, we're not sure what he did, but it was his fault. Do you believe that? That's going to be, no, you haven't heard it yet, but somehow you're going to hear this. It's going to be that it's his fault. Okay. You know, when we come back, we have the Dr.'s Danuka here. Oh, we have Dr. Danuka here. He's going to be here, and we're going to be talking about Cancer Awareness Month and some of the things that can be done and that ways you can prevent, well, maybe not prevent, but if you early detection, how you can cure cancers. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. It's Friday, October the 25th. I hope you're having a great day. This weekend is coming up. Today also is, remember, the opening of the new Veterans Home at 10 o'clock out there on Knighton Road. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. 10 Senate Democrats now joining the call to extend the deadline to enroll in Obamacare. Here's SRN's Linda Kidd.
The senators have sent a letter to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius asking for the delay, citing problems with the Obamacare website. The White House has already pushed back the March 31st deadline by 6 weeks. Under the change, those who have not signed up for insurance by the end of March will not face a penalty. Meanwhile, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is calling for a delay in Obamacare until 6 months after the enrollment options are certified as functional. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, European Union leaders attending a summit in Brussels are united in their anger at the U.S. over continued reports of widespread American spying. German-American scholar Stephen Szabo says allegations that the U.S. spies even on its allies is likely to hurt U.S. relations throughout all of Europe.
It makes us look like the Chinese and the Russians in many respects. So we're not an ally anymore, we're almost an adversary.
A jump in demand for commercial airplanes boosted orders for long-lasting U.S. factory goods last month.
The Commerce Department says there was a 3.7% increase in orders for durable goods during September. However, a 57.5% jump in aircraft orders accounted for almost all of the gain. Orders for core capital goods, which include industrial machinery and electrical equipment, declined 1.1%. Economists pay particular attention to core capital goods because they're a sign of business confidence.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. U.S. wholesalers boosted their stockpiles in August by the most in 7 months. Commerce Department says wholesale inventories increased 0.5% in the month of August, the biggest gain since January. UPS will be hiring 55,000 U.S. seasonal workers to help with an increase in volume over the holiday season. The world's biggest package delivery company said today that it foresees peak season daily volume rising 8% this year. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
The World Health Organization says at least 22 people, most of them babies and toddlers, are now believed to have contracted polio in Syria, where there's an ongoing war. The BBC's Imogen Folks has more.
Syria, before the conflict, had vaccinated widely enough to ensure that polio had disappeared. But in the last 2 years, over 500,000 children have not been vaccinated. Now UN agencies will try, in the midst of a civil war, to reach them. The suspected polio outbreak is just one sign among many of the collapse of Syria's health service.
That's the BBC's Imogen Folks reporting. The Food and Drug Administration, meanwhile, proposing rules to make pet food and animal feed safer. Congress passed a sweeping food safety law nearly 3 years ago. And like rules, the FDA has proposed for human food. They focus on preventing contamination before it begins in the animal food chain, so often passed on to humans in one form or the other. This is SRN News. Roadside bombs remain the weapon of choice for insurgents in Afghanistan, and a U.S. company says it's come up with a new way to keep troops safer during those explosions when they're riding inside a vehicle with this new kind of protection. Joe Dobrinsky is a product manager at Tedcata.
Our sensor system detects it, analyzes it, and sends a signal to the countermeasure if it's life-threatening to basically keep the vehicle from being launched in the air.
The Pentagon says more than 60% of all casualties in Afghanistan have been caused by roadside bombs, and the company says independent testing shows its system cut the blast injuries by half. An accident on a ride at the North Carolina State Fair injured several people. Wake County Sheriff Donnie Harrison.
The youngest one I had was told was 14, and the oldest was 39. And I'm not sure about the other ages, but it fell in between.
And reports said that passengers may have been injured when the Vortex ride started up again just as they were getting off. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bye. Linda's on assignment, and will be meeting me later as we head on out to the grand opening of the Veterans Home out on Knighton Road. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. It's October the 25th, Friday, my friends, and it's about 6 after 8. And we are just, the thing about it, it's Friday. So Friday, you got all these things that are happening here. I mean, it's just one thing, you know, that you got the fly fishing festival going on at the Cascade Theater. You've got, of course, the opening of the library for the, they're going to, celebrate the, and commemorate the library flagpole will be dedicated at 11 a.m. on Saturday in honors paid to the 132nd Bridge Company. The people from honoring our troops are the ones that are behind this, and, we're behind getting the flagpole at the library. How a library was built without a flagpole and a flag kind of gets past me here. But let's start off with our friends from Wells Fargo and our special Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are a little changed after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 29 points at 15,539. The S&P 500 is positive 3 points at 1755. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 15 points at 3,943. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Sprague Resources LP, up a dime at $17.60. Bank of America, up a penny at $14.18. Ford trading down 27 cents at $17.49. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 6 cents at $23.71. North Valley Bank down 17 cents, trading at $19.63. Bank of Commerce off 4 cents at $5.56. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.51%. For commodities, gold is down $3 an ounce at $1,347. Silver off 33 cents at 22. Crude oil positive 42 cents, trading at $97 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here. You know, they're the ones that are keeping track of what's happening on Wall Street. They're people you know, people you can call up and ask, you know, get the true scoop. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. I heartily recommend them. And their offices, of course, are down in Park Marina Drive, our Wells Fargo Advisors. What's the weather look like today? And tomorrow and Sunday.
And tomorrow and Sunday. Well, right now it is 48 degrees. Going to get up to a high of 81 and sunny today. Tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny, 81, low of 52. And Sunday will be a high of 81 and a low of 52 as well. And it's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
So you could have just read today's and just said ditto, ditto.
Ditto, ditto.
Yep. On Saturday and Sunday then.
This is the only place I've lived where the weather just stays so consistent.
It is. It's very consistent. And like we said, as we talked about, it seems like it's a little warmer this year.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The one thing that is consistent is how I sleep at night because of my Sleep Number bed with my 40 in my, and Linda's over there with a 45 on her side. Sleep Number, her Sleep Number is 45 with the dual air technology. I can sleep at any firmness on the mattress that I possibly want. And then Linda's got her own on her side. And frankly, you know what, having that so that everybody's comfortable in the bed works. And it works for like about 6 million people who also have Sleep Number beds with the dual air technology. And, you know, and the fact that it's made in America and has got a great guarantee on it are just all pluses. When you think about that, you can get a queen size mattress for $699 right now at your Sleep Number store. And you can take advantage of 36-month financing on the newest innovations that they have down there. Our Sleep Number store, of course, is down in the Target Shopping Center. And there's over there behind the McDonald's, and it's four shops together there. You'll see our Sleep Number store and the professionals in there. Give them a chance to show you how well you can sleep at night. I mean that. Not only do they have that, they've got anything, pillows, covers, everything that can help you. Give you that ability to sleep, because as we're going to be talking later on here with our guest, Dr. Danuka, about health and how you can stay healthy. And I bet that getting enough sleep is one of the things that helps keep people well. And our sleep number store here is the one that can help you out there. Sleep Number. We really believe in these beds and how they can help you. All right, our guest today is Dr. Pramila Danuka, who is the driving force behind the Pace Cancer Center and is an oncologist. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but ways you can stay healthy, but other ways that the big thing is early detection.
Sure.
And there's just a few other questions. If you have questions about breast cancer specifically, or just cancer, this is the woman we need to talk to today. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Caldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda is on the go this morning, and we're she's going to pick me up about 9:15, 9:20, so we can get out to the Veterans Home for the big celebration out there for the commemoration and the opening of the Reading Veterans Home after such a long time of it being there. Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Crown Motors. Whether you want, you know, a Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, Honda, or Nissan, these are your neighbors making great deals for you. But it's not just those, because they have every kind of new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV you could possibly want. And again, it's your friends and neighbors making great deals for you. Their service department, of course, is second to none at Reading Crown Motors. Check them out at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. Reading Crown Motors. My guest today is Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, who is a board-certified oncologist and the director of the Pace Cancer Center here in town. You've heard her husband on the show before. And Payus, a friend of – well, both, of course, are friends of ours in Linda's. Her husband has got some very strong feelings about medicine and how it's what's going on in the United States with medicine and numerous other things. But I think today we're going to be kind of like we're going to be talking about breast cancer awareness and cancer in general here in the United States and the treatment of it. So good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Carl.
For people that may be just kind of just, you know, tuning into the show and not not knowing who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've lived in Reading for approximately
almost 8 years now. This is our 8th year here.
And you came to Reading because you were forced to, right?
No. We love this place. We moved from New York before this. We were in New York for 10 years. And we were just looking for a place to settle down, raise our family. And we found this beautiful, beautiful place. And we fell in love. That's it.
And you really do love this place.
We do love this place. We have been here and we just enjoy our life. It's really nice here.
When I introduced you, of course you're from originally from India.
Yes.
And and you were trained in that system, but also in New York. You went to school there too.
Yes.
When somebody says oncologist, what exactly is an oncologist?
Basically, to put it simple words, is your cancer doctor who's taking care of your cancer, guiding you through the process, and you know helping you in whichever way they can.
You know, when we say board certified, it's a kind of because Linda's brother is also a physician, and he's board certified in I think four different practices, you know, like anesthesiology and other things. But the difference between board certified and just not being board certified, because it is a big thing.
It's board certifies of your credentials. You have to take exams, and that's what.
You know, then if somebody's board certified, is that they're at a certain level.
Sure.
As opposed to somebody that hasn't taken the boards or hasn't passed the boards. I just want to bring that out because this is something that people work really hard to get. And this isn't something that's just automatically, hit, you know, rubber stamping on your degree or your license there.
Yeah.
Breast cancer awareness. During this month, we give a lot of attention to it. Everybody wears pink. Cowboys wear pink. Wear the pink ribbon and all this. But this should be something that's more than just 1 month a year.
It should be just throughout the year. We have to be aware what we need to be doing and focusing on screening, paying attention to the factors that contribute to breast cancer. So it's not just 1 month. This is 1 month is just to put the bring it to the attention, but it's the whole throughout the year that we need to be paying attention to the other things.
For breast cancer specifically, what's the most important thing a woman can do to help her detect early cancer?
Detect would be, I would say, screening. But healthy living, there are a multitude of other factors that come into play. Having a weight control, you know, watching your diet, not smoking, not using alcohol excessively. Those are the other things that contribute to it as well. And, of course, we can never forget the genetic issues that are behind some of them.
Yeah, genetic issues is that if and I've seen this in friends of my sister, and that their family has a propensity for cancer, for breast cancer,
right,
and that it can be passed on from generation to generation.
That it's basically some people, about 8 to 10% of population, is at higher risk to get this cancer genetically inherited. So people in their family have higher risk as compared to the normal population to get this cancer. So they have to be especially more careful, start early detection even before the recommended age. And those are the special, you know, watch other factors that other factors that contribute to it. So they can protect themselves.
So they help protect themselves because once they know about it. We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is my guest, who is a board certified oncologist and the director of the Pace Cancer Center here in town. When we come back, let's talk about the early detection. If people have that genetic trait, but there's also when you say testing before the usual time, and if you can explain that to people out there. And then at some point during our time here, we want to talk about male breast cancer.
Sure.
Which is, when I see this, when they say it's, well, for women, and then now you're seeing more and more in male.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be right back after these messages. Call in to bot KCNR 1460.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Slow down.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs.
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to be picking me up here in about an hour to head on out to the VA home, the Readings Veterans Home. It's going to have the grand opening at 10 o'clock this morning. Of course, the stand-down is going on out at Anderson at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Sarah Hall. The North Valley stand-down to help veterans, homeless veterans, and those veterans and their families that need a hand up and not a hand out there. There all types of great things are happening out there to help our veterans that might have some problems. This portion of our show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Our friends down there at Orchard Nutrition have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. They are absolutely the North State's nutrition experts. In-store delis, gluten-free foods, raw and organic foods there. The new gluten-free company started out of Orchard Nutrition with Vicky there, Amazing Foods for Life. Everything that you can possibly need to be healthy is there at Orchard Nutrition. Stop by 221 Locust Street, which is in the Cypress Square shopping center area, or give them a call at 244-9141. And the reason that we're talking about nutrition is our guest is Dr. Pramila Danuka, who is the director of the Pace Cancer Center, a board-certified oncologist. We were talking about, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you're wearing pink. I wore pink most of the month at various times. She's pink right here. My finger right there is pink, right that one spot. And, anyway, when people have a propensity or they have a genetic, trait that could lead them to a cancer, they've got to do their checks start a lot earlier. Is self-examination by a woman, is that the first thing they do?
Before we were recommending it, but there is more data coming out that does not support its value anymore.
Really? So self-exam does not?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not anymore. Though even now we call it self-breast awareness instead of examination. And even that is still recommended so that you are aware of your own, tissues, and you can grasp any change faster than anybody else, but it's no longer recommended.
Okay, but it's still recommended, though, is that a woman be familiar with it. So if she saw something, something, she could go down.
She can, but it's not recommended anymore to do it strictly like once a month we were doing before.
Okay.
That they are not recommending.
Then what is the what should a woman do? What should her process be to make sure that she doesn't have breast cancer or beginnings of it?
For normal women, apart from the healthy living and other things that we talked earlier, after 40 years of age, they recommend every 1 to 2 years mammogram now. And high-risk women, even before 40, they are recommended to have mammograms, at least one baseline, and then follow up from there.
And is that if I understand right, too, is that early detection in breast cancer has got a really, really high rate of cure? Is cure the right word?
See, in any cancer, not just breast cancer, the sooner we detect it, the better the results are. So definitely screening, particularly in breast cancer, makes a huge difference to the prognosis and final outcome for that person. So that's why all this stress on screening is there. Because in earlier stages, we detect the cancer, we can take care of it better, it does not spread, and the overall prognosis and survival for the patient is much, much better.
I've read where, I think my sister's girlfriend had a preemptive because breast cancer was in her family, she had a mastectomy because of that. I mean, is that getting a little radical?
It's not a standard, and stars make it all the more glamorous.
Was it Angelina? I think Angelina Jolie did that.
Yeah, but it's not a standard at this time. The people who have this high risk, they are encouraged to basically for, still do screening, watch it, but some people go that far and get it taken out completely, get the breast surgery done, though it's not, again, a recommended thing to do. Because the risk is not as high as it is projected in the media. So it's really not the recommended thing.
I was going to say, you know, because I mean, it's one thing to have somebody like Angelina Jolie. I wonder after she did it, how many more women went out and did that?
It becomes more popular, becomes more of a like normal thing for women to do after that. And they, and every woman starts thinking she's having higher risk, which is not true. Again, this is a small population of women who have that high risk. And even the ones who have that high risk, having mastectomy is not the only solution, and it's an extreme one, I would say. Okay. And the American Cancer Society does not recommend it as like the first line, first choice in any way.
I would say that's getting pretty radical to have surgery like that removes your parts of your body without,
right,
without there being a reason because you're fearful. I mean,
sure.
My goodness, what happens, you know. What's need remove joints or something after that. Anyway, our guest is Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, the director of the Pace Cancer Center. We're talking breast cancer awareness, but we're also going to be talking different types of cancer here when we come back on things that you can do to help yourself stay healthy. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. We're learning more about the case of JonBenet Ramsey 17 years after her death with the release of some previously sealed court documents.
This is the indictment that the grand jury handed down back in October of 1999. This is what the charges would have been should Alex Hunter, the district attorney at the time, have gone to trial.
Fox's Alicia Acuna, one of the charges reading.
JonBenet Ramsey did unlawfully, knowingly, recklessly, and feloniously permit a child to be unreasonably placed in a situation which posed a threat of injury to the child's life or health, which resulted in the death of JonBenet Ramsey.
A charge reading identical for mother Patsy Ramsey as well. 2 days after a 14-year-old was charged with murder in the death of a math teacher, students returning to class in a Danvers, Massachusetts high school, and long-lasting factory goods orders up 3.7%. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot. Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
$2.25. For most of us, it's the price of a hamburger or just some spare change. But do you know what it can really do? $2.25 provides a complete Thanksgiving meal to someone who is overwhelmed and sees everyday life as a struggle. It's not just hunger that brings people to the Good News Rescue Mission. Job loss, no money, mothers that need to feed their children, loneliness, addiction, or just hopeless feeling during the holidays that no one cares.
This is Cesar Partida, and for the last
past 49 years, everyone who comes through our doors is greeted with a warm welcome and an opportunity for a new start. Your support helps open doors for a brighter future. The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, and work search program and recovery programs. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, no one should go hungry at Thanksgiving.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and a very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Good morning. Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Hey, on Outside the Wire. It's going to be Lemurians today.
Lemurians.
Yes, Lemurians. They're out there. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, who has never given a haircut to a Lemurian that he knows of. That right there on, right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. What can I say? Discounts for veterans, seniors, great haircuts, those discounts, plus it's Man's Last Stronghold. Great people down there, DC Tim and the Man in Black, do a lot for our community. They do. And just go on in there, sit down, enjoy the conversation, have a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, who is the director of the Pace Cancer Center, a board-certified oncologist. We're talking about it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have one every month. A different cancer to be aware of. And, between she and her husband, we will make sure that we will have something on each month about the cancer of the month there. I hate to put it like that, but that's what it is. We've talked about so far is early detection that, the big thing is early detection, mammograms. If you've got a history in your family of this is to be checked earlier and maybe more often. How much a big thing health and for your health at diet and not drinking or not to an excess or this is going to help you stay is going to assist you in staying healthy.
Healthy living is actually a big role there. It has a big role in preventing most of the cancers. Eating healthy, exercise, avoiding smoking, avoiding excessive alcohol. Those simple things, most of us can't do anything about our genetics. We are what we are. But those are the things we can actually intervene and help ourselves.
The thing that we also urge here and over the past few years is that early detection in breast cancer, colon cancer, and cervical cancer, early detection there can literally, you can cure that. If you catch it early enough, or at least
that
in most
true.
Cases.
In most cases, early detection, early in stage one, which we detect most of the time, breast cancer nowadays, is really helpful and prolongs survival. And they have almost as good long-term prognosis as a normal person sometimes.
Okay.
But it's not – once you have a cancer yourself, you increase – the risk several fold, but there are medicines, there are other protective measures going forward, hormonal therapy and other things which can help you mitigate that risk further.
Okay, so, and which is the big thing, because we know several people that have caught it early, it's gone, but this is something they're going to be, they need to be checking on the rest of their lives.
That's
and
right,
obviously.
Because they more, from any person who has had cancer once, breast cancer once, going forward, they have four times the risk of the normal population. So that is quite a lot. So definitely they have to be vigilant all throughout the rest of their life. And other thing is important thing, hormones, avoiding hormones, estrogen therapies, combined or single estrogen therapies. Those are important in protecting again.
Okay, so having the therapy.
Not having those, because having the extra estrogen in our body, predisposes us to breast cancer.
Oh, okay.
So we want to cut it down. So not having, some people take after menopause extra estrogens. Those are not recommended because they put them at higher risk for having breast cancer, those patients.
Okay. So if they're taking estrogen therapy after menopause, that can help lead them to breast cancer.
That's right.
Okay. Men and breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like I've been, maybe it's, if I've been reading more about this just because it's, they're trying to everybody be equal. I mean, is this something men need to be worried about?
Breast cancer is gender bias. There is more risk in women. Men, there's very, very minuscule small percentage of men who have breast cancer. And usually if they have it, it is actually worse prognosis than the women even. So if any mass is there in the breast in men, they need to be careful and get it checked out and get it screened.
Okay. But it is, it does happen like that then.
That's
okay.
Right, yeah.
Just the common sense of a healthy diet and exercise and this to help prevent it, early detection. Is there warning signs for people for, you know, that they should be looking for? Early stage,
there are no warning signs. That's why the screening is really helpful. Because small, tiny, breast cancer lesions, sometimes you don't even feel them. If the breast tissue is dense enough, the person cannot feel themselves. So it's really, there is no early, no signs detecting in an early stage. And so screening comes very handy there and it helps. But screening is not, screening is mainly done by mammograms, but it's not very useful in women with dense breast and younger women because their breasts are dense again. So in that situation, MRIs are done to help screen those patients.
MRIs. Now, gives better resolution in that.
Only in those women who have, who are younger, much younger with genetic history, all who have dense breast with more glandular tissue there, those women we need to do with MRIs.
Okay. All right. My guest is Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. We're talking breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. When we come back, I want to talk about the strides in fighting. Once a person has it, that where before, as in many cancers, it was a death sentence, but it's no longer, of course, the case. But the things that she does in her practice that, you know, if a person does have cancer. So we'll be right back, right after these messages. Carl and DeBott, it's, 8:40 in the morning on Friday. Great weekend coming up. It's going to be a beautiful weekend out there. We'll be right back.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, my friends. Good morning. Gosh, it's Friday. It's 8:45 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day, a beautiful weekend. I can't believe the weather here. A perfect time to go out and ride that Harley, go out on the river, go out and see things. I'm going to, Ted Lighty and I are teaching an advanced class tomorrow. Linda is going to be down at the library at 11 o'clock as they do the ceremony, kind of commemorating the flag in front of the library. They're going to make, have a celebration, the family honoring our troops. But they're also going to, honor that National Guard company from right here in the Reading and North State area, 132nd Bridge Company that went over in Afghanistan for a year and got back. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a beautiful ceremony there. And of course, then tomorrow night we have the Cascade Fly Fishing Festival and that's at the Cascade Theater at 7:30. And unfortunately, we've given away all those tickets, but we're going to be there tomorrow night, I believe, if we can get through all of this. In the Harvest Bazaar down at the All Saints Episcopal Church. But Linda gets there early. But she's got things going at 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock, and then again at 6 o'clock tomorrow. I don't know how she's going to do all these, but that's I like to watch her and to see how she does these things. And people wonder how we can do these things. I'm not sure how we do these things. Anyway, my guest is Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, who is the director of the Pace Cancer Center, and a board certified oncologist. One of the things we've been talking about breast cancer specifically because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We've learned a lot about it. You know, one of the things is when you see high-profile stars like Angelina Jolie, who goes and has her breast removed because she might get cancer. I mean, that's, you know, and which, as the good doctor says, this is not recommended. This is not recommended because this is, you know, to do that doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to get cancer. It just means you get less spots, I guess, to get cancer.
That's right.
That healthy living, education about yourself, early detection is the big thing. Breast cancer, though, isn't the number one killer for women.
No. Even for women, breast cancer, they get more cancers in the breast, but it's not a number one killer. Lung cancer is number one killer for women, even for women.
Lung cancer is the number one killer for women. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this a little bit. And we're going to talk about, you know, lung cancer next month. You know, have a segment of our show on that, but lung cancer is the number one cancer killer in America. Then
that's right.
And one of the things I was really surprised about, you said there really isn't early detection on this.
There is none. Actually, in most of the cancers, if you have screening that can detect cancer in early stages, it helps prolong life and it helps cure those cancers. Whereas in lung cancer, there is no screening being done, let's say, right now. The CAT scan, CT scans are useful screening tool, but they are too expensive. So financially and economically, it's not a viable option for screening for patients. So it's not being done on a public level, a large-scale level.
What about x-rays, when they take x-rays?
X-rays don't help.
Okay. That they can see things that are in there. I mean,
Only if it is very big.
Okay.
So the main idea is to detect it when they're really small because that's where you can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's that big, it doesn't really make a difference.
You know, one of the
doing or not doing.
One of the things we talked about during the break, and I found it, I mean, I never even thought about it, but there's a lot of funding and a lot of attention given to breast cancer. Lots of funding. There's not as much, but the largest killer or the most prevalent killer of women is lung cancer, but there's not as much research and money going into this.
That's true, actually. Women are special. We are special. We should get all the funding. I don't have any problem, but I think the number one killer is still lung cancer, and we need more research and more funding going to that.
And that a lot of the funding doesn't go because of the
bias. It's a bias in the public mind and the administrator, executive mind that people are contributing lung cancer to themselves, which is partly true, not the whole truth. That smoking causes all lung cancers. Most of the cancers, lung cancers, are caused by smoking, but not all. And it puts everybody in one bracket and kind of blames the victim mentality. And they don't get enough attention from the public funding.
The other, is there an overall, I know you follow us, maybe I didn't ask you to memorize statistics here, but is cancer levels for people with different types of cancers, is it rising in our society? Is it,
Absolutely. As we are more, becoming a more commercialized society, more toxins are added in our environment. It all adds to increase potential cancer risk. And the other important thing is we are living longer. So before, people who were dying with heart issues are not dying anymore with those issues. So the cancer is kind of unmasked itself more as compared to before.
As you get older.
Cancer is a disease of older people. So longer we live, longer there's the higher we have the risk of having cancer, you know, in our lifetime.
I read someplace was told that if you live long enough, you're a man, you're going to get prostate cancer.
Some things on the similar lines that if we all live long enough, we will get cancer. And there is a tendency going forward that, cancer mortality is actually becoming the number one mortality, like, from diseases. As compared to people dying from heart issues. I would say the cardiologists have done a wonderful job that we all are able to live beyond the cardiac morbidities and cardiac patients are living much, much longer. So the cancer issues are coming as a forefront of human mortality in U.S. especially.
Okay. Well, that's... Well, you know, on the good side, we're living a lot longer. On the bad side, we're getting cancer because you live a lot longer.
That's right.
And in society and with the toxins, we got to take a break here before we come back in our last segment. The toxins you're talking about are these things in the air or is this food we're eating?
Food, our environment, pesticides, PCBs, exposure. They say they are contributing to most of the cancers, or especially breast cancer has a risk related to those two too.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that as we finish up our last segment here. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, we're here at KCNR 1460. Our guest, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, who is the director of the Pace Cancer Center and a board-certified oncologist. And, you know, it's such a happy look on her face and smiling. And then I'm saying, gosh, if I live to be 90, I've just got to, you know, look forward to some things. But we're living a lot longer.
We are.
We're living a lot longer. Okay, that's the good news. We'll be right back after these messages.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
Attention, North State homeowners. Are your utility bills too high? Do you wish there was another option? There is. The Powerhouse Advantage program can instantly reduce your electric bill by as much as 20%. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Powerhouse Solar is now installing a state-of-the-art SunPower solar system with no upfront costs, nothing to buy, no maintenance fees, no installation fees. System design, permits, installation, and maintenance are all included. We handle everything for you. There has never been a better time to make the switch to solar. Call today and receive a free custom solar home analysis. To find out more information, call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600. Don't wait for those high summer utility bills. Start saving money and upgrade your home to solar today. Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. Or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bob are heading out after this, after the show, heading out to the VA. The new opening of the VA home, and of course, the North Valley stand down, down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is still going on. They still need volunteers and head on down there. Gosh, then tomorrow we've got the, at 11 o'clock is a ceremony dedicating the new flagpole at the library and honoring the 132nd Bridge Company that spent a year in Afghanistan for our National Guard unit. So many things going on, here in our North State. Next week, Monday, our guest will be Heidi Hall, who is the Democratic challenger to Doug LaMalfa. She is, going to be on the show. We're going to talk about what, where she stands for and why she thinks that she's going to do a better job than Doug LaMalfa and what her stances are. It'll be interesting to talk with her. I'm looking forward to it. I've talked to her on the phone. She's a nice lady, about her thoughts and her stances on national health care, since it's such a huge thing right now. Of course, on the Second Amendment and, the economy. Not necessarily in that order, but she'll be with us, Monday morning for on the show. Our guest today is Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. Thank you so much for being here. And we're talking breast cancer awareness, but then we shifted over into other cancers. She's the director of the Pace Cancer Center here in town and, of course, a certified board oncologist. You know, we can reverse some of this stuff. We have all these PCPs you were just talking about. We got just about 2 or 3 minutes left. We can reverse a lot of this through diet, or at least clean our systems out. Let me put it that way. Is that right?
Diet is a preventive mechanism because healthy food helps you fight against the oxidative damage that we get as accumulate as we all grow older. Our body is not able to do that as we grow older, so there is more damage happening in our older ages. So certainly. The antioxidant, there's a big what should I say, publicity or a big
a lot of publicity, yeah,
going on that. And there is no concrete word still, but there is good data to support that the damage can be reversed. And I would say not the pills or medicines,
yeah, supplements,
rather, yeah, supplements, or rather it's the healthy food, natural food, like, you know, vegetables, fruits, which are good sources of those, and they can definitely help there. And certainly exercise helps us improve our immune system, fighting.
So something my mom told me 60 years ago.
Simple things.
Go out and run around the neighborhood. Don't get hit by a car. Eat your greens. Eat your veggies.
Yes.
Eat your fruit.
They actually do much more than what we think.
Mom was right.
Mom was absolutely right.
And so this is, you know, in today's health, you know, people are playing, you know, the farmers markets are going so much more back to organic foods and foods that, they can, you know, now eat. And with what you've been saying is that we can, at least fight it. And in some cases, reverse some of the damage done by the accumulation of the toxins we put in our bodies.
Right. And there is a definite role of pesticides in cancer, and the PCBs, the chlorinated biomines, which are accumulated from plastics, like the, you know, which is the hallmark of our generation, and those actually are being implicated in lots of cancers, breast cancer particularly, but there's no data on it.
Okay, well, we'll get to that one next time.
That's
Thank you
right.
so much, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka.
You're
and
welcome.
Have a great weekend. Tell Payusha I said hello.
I will, and I had a great time. Thank you for having me here.
You bet. You know what? This is, it's gonna be a great weekend, everybody. Have a great time. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. But which are you?
This world from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Chancellor Angela Merkel at a summit of European leaders in Brussels, discussing allegations that the U.S. spied on its allies, even tapping her cell phone. Germany is sending a delegation of top officials to Washington to discuss the issue. German-American scholar Stephen Szabo says that President Obama could be forced to take some drastic steps, like getting rid of his NSA director.
He might have to fire General Alexander. I think he's going to have to do something pretty dramatic. And if Kathy Sebelius is under pressure now on the website for the healthcare, why shouldn't Alexander be under pressure for this? This is clearly, I think, an agency out of control right now.
Some newly released court documents reveal that a 1999 grand jury indicted JonBenet Ramsey's parents for child abuse resulting in the death of the child and being an accessory to a crime, including murder. However, the old indictment